Today is day 11, getting out of your own way. What is the number one thing that you do that creates the most emotional and even physical pain? What is it that completely gets in your way to what you want to experience? For example, being self-loving. Do you know what it is? It's judgment. Judgment is toxic. Most of you judge you and your life circumstances. You tell yourself some pretty mean and awful things. I am so stupid. I can't get it right. I am a failure. I'll never measure up. I'm not worthy. I am unlovable. And that's just to name a few. Judgment, energetically speaking, is a contractive energy. It locks you into conclusions which never feels good to the infinite being that you actually are. That's right, you are infinite. What I mean is, you are the universe, everything that is, in human form. So when you're judging your experience, it just doesn't feel good. Whatever is contractive energy is not your truth, which is not in alignment with your highest self. So then why do we judge? Well, we've been programmed for centuries to judge what is right or wrong, good or bad, up or down, black or white, left or right, and anything that we don't know or understand. When actually everything just is what it is. We are what we are. Period. But family, society, media, religion, government, etc. has programmed you to follow what your mind is telling you, which makes you a slave to your wounded ego, your negative ego. The more you complain about your life circumstances, the more you are in bondage of your fear based ego. This creates a life of suffering and bitterness. Now, one cannot be in judgment, which is a source of fear, and awareness, the source of love, at the same time. It's impossible. So it's time to get out of your own way and begin to detoxify from judgment, from fear-based living, which is your wounded ego, to heart-based living, which is from the source of love. Okay, find a comfortable position, sitting up or lying down. And I would like to have you focus on something in the room that you're in, maybe an object. As you focus your eyes on that object and listen to my voice, I would like you to allow things to just be. Everything just is what it is. Now breathe. Since you cannot be in judgment and in the space of allowance or awareness at the same time, I'm asking you now to allow yourself to step into your awareness. When you focus on your body, you become present and aware. So do that now. Put a finger on your solar plexus and put all of your breath, all of your focus, and all of your attention on that point. Your solar plexus chakra is 2 inches above your belly button. Now breathe into your solar plexus. So breathe in. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last breath in. And exhale. Notice the vibration within your body. Feel relaxation take over your body. I will count down from 7 to 1 to help create even more relaxation. 7. Going deep now. 6, 5, allow relaxation to take over every muscle. 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, almost there. 1, you're there. And you're very relaxed. So with your eyes closed and your eyeballs pointing downward, you are feeling very relaxed. And in your mind screen, you see a gate. And on this gate is a sign which reads, "This gate is in your way to where you want to go. The only way to pass through this gate is to leave your judgments behind." And then you see a huge basket with another sign that reads, "Please discard all of your judgments here." Now, this is a big basket and can take everything that you dump into it, so you start doing this now. Dropping them in one by one, you dump in your worries and letting it go. Your frustrations and letting those go. Your fears. Your upsets. Your impatience, anything that you are making vital. Too important. Too crucial. You dump in anything that you are taking too seriously. Anything that you have judged as you not being worthy of. Anything that you believe you are too stupid to attain. And anything that you believe you are unable to do. And unable to be. Dump them all in now. Good, you've done enough of a clearing now to open the gate. So go ahead and open it. Congratulations. But as soon as you open that gate, you see before you a massive box with the words awareness in bold letters. And this amazing box actually contains your awareness. This box is wrapped, even has a bow. And you'd like to enthusiastically rip open this box. However, something is stopping you. Why are you not willing to open this box that contains your blissful awareness? Eventually you will open it, but why are you not yet willing? What are you avoiding? What is the fear? Whom do you prefer to blame instead? Who are you punishing? Who won't you let off the hook? What is the righteousness you hang on to? What is the guarantee you cannot have but insist on holding out for? Why is your self-pity so important to you? Why is the false sense of better than so seductive still? What is the sliver of the past that you still want to relive over and over again? See what it is so that you can let it go. Let it all go. Your energy is going from contractive to expansive. That's because you're letting it all go, dumping it out of your life. You've freed yourself even more of your judgments, your conclusions, so now go ahead and open the box and see what's inside. It may be an object that is a symbol of your subconscious or higher conscious mind. It may be a word or a picture. you may find that there is nothing in the box, but that images are flooding your mind screen. Just let it be. Just let it be. You are now in your renewed state of awareness. You are in the space of freedom. Freedom from judgment and from everything that gets into your way to self-love. That gets in your way to loving life. That gets in your way of the love from others. Great work. You did an amazing job. Now see the path in front of you. You can see your path so clear, so open, so wide, so inviting, and so lovely. That is the future that you have created. You've created it now. Now breathe this in and take it in. Two more deep breaths. Breathe in and exhale. Inhale and exhale. What a beautiful future. When you get out of your own way. And I'm sending you off with love.